Hello, hi, good people. Welcome to my podcast. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as your mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious, and I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be doing this. So today is the 14th of February 2021, the day of love. Happy Valentine's Day. It's Sunday. It's a Sunday. The time is around 23:55. So it's only 5 minutes before the 15th of February 2021. So which means by the time I publish this episode, it will already be the 15th. Okay, I will welcome you to the 15th when I get there. He's not yet there. So we are still in the 14th. We are still celebrating Valentine's Day. And it's an amazing day. It was an amazing day. It was a good day. It was all sorts of amazing. So how was your Valentine's Day? Happy Valentine's Day, people. Happy, happy Valentine's Day to you and yours. How was it for you? How was your day? Did you enjoy? Did you have fun? How was it? Did you celebrate? Do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Do you celebrate Valentine's Day? I know that some of us, we have this mindset, or should I say mentality, or should I say tendency? I don't know that word to use. But we have this tendency of actually saying, I don't need Valentine's Day to celebrate my loved ones. I don't need Valentine's Day to appreciate my loved ones. I don't need Valentine's Day to express how I feel to my loved ones. You know, I can do it any day, anytime, whenever I want. You know, I can do it every day. I want to say this to you. I want to say this to you. Listen to me and listen carefully. I want to say this to you. It's okay, we understand that you don't need Valentine's Day to celebrate your loved ones, to appreciate them, to show them how much they mean to you and all that. We know that, and it's true, you don't need Valentine's Day. But there is nothing wrong with celebrating with them, appreciating them on Valentine's Day. Yes, you can do it any other day as long as you want. But there is nothing wrong with doing it on Valentine's Day. You know, we understand, we get it. You know, you can do it every day. And Valentine's Day can be every day also. Do it even on Valentine's Day. What's stopping you from celebrating them on Valentine's Day? If you can do it any other day, what's wrong with doing it on Valentine's Day? The meaning behind Valentine's Day doesn't mean that it's the only day, you know, in like 365 days that you should celebrate your loved ones. No, it doesn't mean that. It's just a special day that you can actually do it with the masses. Everybody's doing it. Why not do it? Why not do it? There's nothing wrong with doing it on Valentine's Day. So don't try to find a reason not to celebrate your loved ones and say like, I don't need this day to celebrate you. I celebrate you every single day. I know that. But what's wrong with celebrating me today? What's wrong with appreciating me today? What's wrong with it? There is absolutely nothing wrong with doing it, even today. You know, you can do it every day, any other day. Yes, I understand. But there is nothing wrong with doing it today also. So, happy Valentine's Day. And I do hope that you did celebrate, that you are celebrating. I do hope that, I know that a lot of us, or some of us, didn't get to actually be with our loved ones. Maybe because of work, many other obligations, or maybe it's COVID-19, whatever reason, I do hope that you manage to actually one way or the other show your loved ones that you love them. You know, you manage to actually tell them that you love them, you know, because you don't need to be there physically. You can do it from anywhere. You know, you can tell your loved one that I love you so much and you mean a lot to me. I appreciate you. I'm thinking of you. You know, sometimes is the thought that matters. So I hope you did celebrate, and I hope that you did remind your loved ones that they mean a lot to you, because it means a lot to actually remind people that they mean so much to you, that you are thinking of them, that you appreciate them. It means a lot. It goes a long way, actually. It goes a long way. I think this is one of the things that we learned in 2020, that we need to appreciate our loved ones, because we never know. We can never know what happens tomorrow. We can never know what happens the next minute, the next second. So whatever chance you have to appreciate your loved one, do it wholeheartedly. Whatever chance you get to show your loved ones that you love them, do it wholeheartedly, because you can never know what happens tomorrow. You can never know what happens the next minute. So every chance you get, celebrate your loved ones, appreciate them, tell them how much they mean to you, what they mean to you, and that you are thinking of them. It's important. It's very important for you to do that. Okay, enough with that. Before I go on to what I'm going to be talking about today, there is an important question that I need to ask you. And that is, what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? You always have a reason to be grateful. That's for sure. You have a roof over your head, you have eaten, you are alive, you are in good health, you have family, you have friends, you have a work, you are going to school. That's a lot to be grateful for. That's a lot, like a handful to be grateful for. So you can never say you don't have a reason to be grateful for, because you always have a reason to be grateful. You always have a reason to be grateful. It's already the 15th, guys. So I welcome you to the 15th of February 2021. The time is around 0010. So it's 10 minutes after the hour of 12. And I say happy Monday. It's already a Monday. So happy Monday. Happy Monday to you. I hope this day is going to be an amazing one. It's going to be a lovely one to you. And that you are going to conquer, to overcome, to achieve all that you have set out to do on this day. So today I'm going to talk about committing to mastery. Committing to mastery. Making the mastery the only standard to operate. So by committing to mastery, I think maybe I should explain a little bit. Committing to mastery, when I say operating from the standard of mastery, I mean in whatever you do, you are doing nothing less than your very best. In whatever you do, you are doing nothing less than your very best. Giving everything your best shot. In short, it means giving everything your best shot. I do believe that we all know that each one of us have something within us that the world needs to make it a better place. You know, we have to work towards making this world a better place, and each one of us carries a responsibility within us to make our lives better every single day. Each one of us has a part to play in making this world a better place. So daily we must strive, we must strive to become the best version of ourselves. But the question is, sorry about that. The question is, how do we do that? How do we do that? How do you uncover that one thing within you, that is within you, that the world needs to make it a better place? How do you discover that one thing that sparks a light in you? How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you give it all your all, life your all? You know, I think the answer is quite simple, actually. Though often overlooked, the answer is commit yourself to the standard of mastery. Be it in your schoolwork or at school, be it with your family, be it in your relationships, be it at work, be it in your business, in your health. You have to commit to the standard of mastery, that you are going to give every area of your life your best shot. Okay, I want you to imagine. I want you to just take a moment and imagine what you could do, what you could accomplish if you commit yourself to the standard of mastery in all that you do, in your work, in your family, in your relationships, in your health. Just imagine this. Close your eyes and imagine what you could accomplish, what you could do, the places you could go, you could reach if you commit to doing the best you can whenever you find yourself, wherever you find yourself. Imagine the things you could do if you commit yourself to nothing but your absolute best, your absolute highest self. Making the standard of mastery the only standard to operate in every area of your life. I want you to imagine that. You know, the things that you could do, the places that you can go, you could go. Being so good that you can't stop smiling at the end of your day. I want you to imagine that. Being so good that your heart is fulfilled at the end of your day. That you sigh, you say, wow, I made it. I gave it my all best. I gave it my best shot. Whatever you choose to do, whatever you choose to do, I want you to remember that the only standard that can give you or get you the life you desire to live is the standard of mastery. The only standard that can give you those breathtaking results that you want is the standard of mastery. It doesn't matter what you set out to do. It doesn't matter whether it's hard, whether it's easy. You can only get those breathtaking results only when you commit yourself to the standard of mastery. Giving it all your best. Giving it your best shot. I don't think I should remind you, but remember that we live in times where everything is drastically changing. We live in times where everything competes for our attention. We have to work, we have to take care of family, we have to spend time with friends, we have a future to build, we have a lot of other obligations. You know, we have to take care of our health. Life isn't easy and it's not making it easy. So everything calls for your attention, from right to left, top down, everything calls out for you. And you have to fulfill each and every obligation all by yourself. We live in a world that is not so kind, a world that is full of hate, a world that is full of coldness. Though through it all, we must keep it all together. Imagine, we must keep it all together. We must live up to our dreams. We must live up to our dreams. We must live up to our desires. We tend to find ourselves caught up between too many things, seeking our attention, our time. Yet we try to do our best to keep up with the pace. We try so hard to maintain the balance in all areas of our lives. But there is only one way to do it. There is only one easy way to do it. And thus, committing to the standard of mastery. Committing to the standard of mastery. That's the only way we can maintain the balance. That's the only way we can maintain the balance in all areas of our lives and keep everything together. So operating from the standard of mastery, like I said, it means that in whatever you do, you are doing nothing less than your very best. No matter where you find yourself, you can do better. That's one thing that you should always remember, that no matter where you find yourself, you can do better and you must do better. Now imagine what you could do if you commit yourself to the standard of mastery in all that concerns you. Imagine that. So if you are looking for breathtaking results like I do, or if you want to wake up to that life that you want to wake up to, you must commit yourself to the standard of mastery. You must commit yourself to getting things done even against all odds. You must commit to the standard of mastery. I want you to remember also that you are meant to overcome all the challenges that comes with everything, that comes with achieving your dreams. You are meant to overcome them, to conquer them. And remember, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. So get things done no matter what. That should be your mentality. That should be your mindset. That I'm gonna get things done no matter what. I'm gonna get it all together no matter what. I'm gonna get this thing done no matter what. So how do you commit to the standard of mastery? How do you commit to the standard of mastery? I would say that committing to the standard of mastery is easier said than done. Yes, it is easier said than done. You know, giving everything your best shot is not an easy thing. It's easier said than done. But at the end of the day, you want breathtaking results. I want to wake up to the life that I can't wait to wake up to. We all need to commit to the standard of mastery. We all need it. No matter how hard it is or how hard it may seem, we need to do it. So how do we do it? How do we go on about it? But here is how, you know, here is how you can do it. Here is how you can do it. The first thing I think you should do is raise your expectations. Raise your self-expectations. What do you expect from yourself, of yourself? What do you expect of yourself? What do you expect of yourself? That's what I want to know. I want you to ask yourself right now. What do you expect of yourself? If you want to commit to the standard of mastery, if you want to commit yourself to the standard of mastery, first of all, you must raise the expectations that you set for yourself. You must raise the expectations you set for yourself. The world, remember this. The world expects a lot from you. Your family expects a lot from you. Your friends expect a lot from you. People around the world, people who don't even know you, people who just see you on social media, they expect a lot from you. The universe expects a lot from you. The world expects a lot from you. But I want you to know that for you to commit to the standard of mastery, you must expect more from yourself. You must expect more from yourself than anyone could ever expect from you. So what do you expect from yourself? What do you expect from yourself? What do you expect from yourself? So another thing that I think you can do to actually commit to the standard of mastery is to give everything your best shot. Give everything your best shot. Life will throw you bananas. Life will throw you some lemons, sometimes some apples, sometimes some oranges, sometimes, you know, good things will happen to you. Sometimes bitter things, sometimes bad things, sometimes sour things, sometimes sweet things. But whatever life throws at you, whatever life throws at you, whatever happens, give life your best shot. I mean now and always. Make sure that you give life your best shot. Give life your best shot. So don't let the status quo define your way of life or determine how you get by every single day. Plant your feet on the ground and commit to the standard of mastery. Commit yourself to doing nothing but your very best in all that you do. And then another thing I think you can stop or avoid: listening to naysayers. So don't listen to naysayers. Don't listen to naysayers. There are people out there who believe that your dreams are too big for you. There are people out there who believe that you are attempting to do the impossible. There are people out there who don't believe in you. There are people out there who believe that you think too high of yourself. There are people out there who believe that you will only embarrass yourself. They will talk you out of your dreams, out of your desires, out of your goals. They will encourage you to slow down. They will encourage you to do something else, not what you want to do. Some will even have evidence to prove to you that what you are trying to do or what you want to do is impossible. So don't listen to them. Don't listen to those people. Don't listen to them. Don't let them get to you. Don't let them get to you. Turn a blind eye. Turn a deaf ear to naysayers. Don't listen to them. Just go for it. Do it anyway. Give it your best shot. And my kind reminder to you is that the life that you can't wait to wake up to is buried in the standard of mastery. And that future that you see when you close your eyes, it is hidden in the standard of mastery. The tomorrow that you can't keep out of your mind, it is found in the standard of mastery. Those goals you want to smash so badly, they are only possible through the standard of mastery. So your future is counting on you. Your dreams are counting on you. Your desires are counting on you. And all that is possible. All this that you want for yourself, all this that you want for your future, it's possible through the standard of mastery. So make yourself proud, make your future proud, and commit to the standard of mastery. If you want it so much, if you want it so badly, give it your best shot. Commit to the standard of mastery. You've got nothing to lose but everything, everything to gain. And remember that your destiny awaits. So commit to the standard of mastery. So thank you so much for tuning in. This, you are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as the mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious. Bye for now.